Sins to God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord,
and you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment.
But I am heartily sorry for them,
and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your loved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this your confession, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, I announce the grace of God to you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Deliver my soul from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion. To my brothers, in the midst of the congregation, I will praise you.
You fear the Lord, praise Him, all you offspring of Jacob, glorify Him, and stand in awe of Him, all you offspring.
Has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, and he has not hidden his face from him, but has heard when he cried to him.
From you comes my praise to the great congregation. My vows I will perform before those who
in the beginning, is now. And everlasting God, who has sent your Son, our Savior Jesus, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, that all mankind would follow the example of his great humility, mercifully grant that we may both follow the example of his patience and be made partakers of his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Holy Prophet Zechariah, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your King is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The battle bow shall be cut off. He shall speak peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of your covenant, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today, I declare that I will restore double to you. This is the word of the Lord. Deliver my soul from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog.
Save me from the mouth of the lion. You have rescued me from the horns of wild oxen.
Holy Apostle St. Paul, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, that is, the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him, and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, and those on the earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Almighty, who for our sakes did humble yourself and take upon the form of a servant, we beseech you, govern us by your Holy Spirit, that we would not be offended at your lowliness, but heartily believe that by your obedience, even death of the cross, you have redeemed us from the wrath of God and from eternal death. Who lives and reigns with the Father and Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. Now, when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you will say, 'The Lord has need of them,' and immediately he will send them. All this was done that it would be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, 'Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey.' So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him on them. A very great multitude spread their clothes on the road, and others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, 'Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.' And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, 'Who is this?' The multitude said, 'This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who has led your dear Son Jesus through sufferings and death to your eternal glory, and has exalted him at the right hand to be Lord of lords and King of kings, we beseech you, grant us your good spirit, that with willing hearts we would receive him as our King and follow his example of true humility. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit, the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Gospel writers records this event, and they all have something different to say because they all come basically from different points of view. They all have different motifs and themes. For Matthew, Jesus is the son of David. Immediately we are confronted in chapter 2 of Matthew, the Magi wanting to know, where is he born, King of the Jews, the son of David? There is no greater king in Israel's history. David had many sons, but only Solomon is the son of David. He is the one who comes blessing and is blessed. And to him is shouted, Hosanna, which means very simply, save us now. There is one, as Jesus says earlier in Matthew, there is one greater than Solomon here. Solomon is noted for many things, but most prominently, he is the builder of temple. Jesus is greater because he is temple. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. What does that mean? Names, of course, not so much today, meant something. Adam, of course, means the ground or dirt. Eve, mother of all the living. The patriarchs, Abraham, father of many nations. Isaac, laughter. Jacob, the deceiver, the one who grasps the heel.
Moses means drawn out of the water and the like. Jesus, his Hebrew name, Yeshua, means Savior. He will save his people from their sins. He is Christ, which means he is the Anointed One. All of these names have meanings. But I wonder if the crowds fully understand what they are saying. Those who are out and about and witnessing this have no idea what is happening and ask, "Who is this?" Does that sound familiar, by the way, that question? Yes, it does. Good for you. The children of Israel, the church in the wilderness, see what is lying on the ground and they say, "What is it?" And now the children of Jerusalem, who look upon the temple coming into the holy city of David, ask, "Who is this?" I wonder if they connect the two. I doubt it. On the one hand is manna from heaven, on the other is manna riding on a beast of burden. Fascinating. What else is there about a name? For God, his name equates with his presence. He gives Moses the great detail of what the tabernacle is to be furnished with, the elements he is to use, the colors that would be employed, and even the artisans who will craft such furnishings. It is to be this and not that, and etc. Why? Because the Lord tells Moses from Sinai, "Where I place my name, that is where I will meet with you." So the name of the Lord is equated with his presence. What does that mean? Where God is, there is his blessing. What does that mean? God's greatest blessing, of course, is his Son. How has Jesus described this blessing? "Take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood." Cheating and stepping outside of this liturgical setting, we know that these same crowds will scream for that blood, but for different reasons. Not for blessing, but to curse themselves. They cry out to Pilate, "His blood be on us and on our children." But for now, it is, "Lord, save." And even those who curse, the Lord will save. What's in a name? The presence of God, his blessing, the Son of David, temple, salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
the auditorium. For the furtherance of your kingdom in accordance with your holy will through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we unworthy servants give you humble and hearty thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all mankind, but especially for your love in the redemption of the world by our Lord and Savior Jesus. We offer to you our supplications for the well-being of your church throughout the world, that she would be guided and governed by your Holy Spirit. Send down upon all pastors of the gospel and the congregations committed to their care the Spirit of your grace, Lord, in your mercy. We beseech you with your favor to behold and help all who are in authority over us. Replenish them with your grace, that they would always be inclined to do your will and walk according to your commandments. Lord, in your mercy. May it please you to preserve all that travel, to help all in peril, to satisfy the needs of all your creatures, to direct and defend our armed forces. Lord, in your mercy. We commend to your fatherly goodness all those who are afflicted in any way, especially Hubert, Bert, Johnny, Lily, Emily, Frida, and Brenda. Comfort and relieve them according to your holy will. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, Lord of life and death, who turns men to destruction and says, "Return, children of men," we humbly give you thanks for all the benefits and body and soul which you have given to Barbara throughout her life. We pray comfort all those who survive and mourn her death, and waken in us sincere repentance and true faith, that we would be ready when your final summons comes. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you have revealed to the world through your servant, the prophet Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." Heavenly Father, therefore, protect and establish the unborn. Turn the hearts of those who propose the killing of these children to mercy. Guide them through your gospel. Forgive their repentant hearts. Keep us mindful that all life comes from your hand and is sacred. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy and obedient to your will through Jesus Christ our Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. On the tree of the cross you gave salvation to mankind, that once death arose, then life also might rise again, and that he who by a tree once overcame, likewise by a tree might be overcome. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing. Trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me."
Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Take the body of Jesus and the bread of life for you. Take the drink of the blood of Jesus shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Jesus' body, God's strength, that it preserve you in the truth of heaven, as I do it, life, peace, and love.
Thank you. Thank you.
body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace, you are free.
Thank you. Be not far from me, O Lord, O my strength. Hasten to help me. Save me from the lion's mouth. Deliver me from the horns of the unicorns. My God, why hath you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me? We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith to you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
Shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his countenance and give you